Catonsville High School, class of 1989, produced a young lady by the name of Alicia Gabriel. She is our next storyteller. Alicia Gabriel is a marketing manager for Chase Brexton Health Services. Alicia says her life has always been a bit unconventional, although she looks quite conventional. Sounds like the makings of a David Lynch movie coming up. Alicia loves to tell stories about her family and her life because then she gets to hear people say, "How did you turn out so normal?" Please welcome Alicia Gabriel.
So, high school theater classes. We didn't actually practice any skits or do improv or character studies. Instead, every day, every year, we would sit in a big circle on the stage of the high school auditorium and gossip. Our teacher was a great proponent of gossip, and she was very gifted at it. So we kind of all aspired to it. I was never actually the topic of gossip, not even like a walk-on or an extra. I know it's hard to look at me. Looking at me now, it's hard to look at me. seriously. No, looking at me now, it's probably hard to tell this, but I was one of those artsy, socially awkward geeks. I spelled theater with an R-E. Until I was 16, in fact, I never had a boyfriend. So, my junior year, I meet Matthew. Matthew drove a Mercedes-Benz from the 1970s. It was actually diesel, so we'd have to go up to a separate pump at the gas station. He reeked of Polo cologne. He had deep chocolate eyes and dark curly hair and a flirtatious smile. And he went to a private school, so he had no clue how dorky I really was. So he asked me out. The cool part was that my mother remembered him from kindergarten. I went to kindergarten with him, and his father was the priest at the church we used to belong to. So I got the go-ahead to go out with him. We had a torrid love affair. We went to parties, there was drinking, there was smoking of actual tobacco. There were a couple bases in the back seat of that Mercedes-Benz, only two. He was my first boyfriend, so. Everything was fabulous until after New Year's in January, I started to hear some rumors. And these weren't in the theater, they were in the halls of the high school. So I didn't really pay him a lot of mind. But the rumors were that maybe Matthew wasn't so faithful to me. Maybe Matthew was seeing other people. Maybe those other people were boys. I liked that. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you about my idea of homosexuality at this point. See, I was a woman of the world. I knew that David Bowie had slept with Mick Jagger. I also knew that if a man's right ear, right is wrong, hello, if your right ear is pierced, obviously you're gay. Madonna slept with anything, total slut. Female gym teachers, lesbians. Boy George was so gay. So I knew that Matthew was not any of these things. He wasn't a David Bowie. He didn't have a right earring and, you know, pierced ear. And he certainly was no Boy George. So I brushed these things out of my head until right after Valentine's Day, sitting on the stage in theater class, and suddenly the topic turns to me and Matthew. Shane, one of the openly gay boys in my class, he starts talking about me and Matthew and something about his boyfriend. And, you know, I don't really remember what's going on, but I do remember him standing up. And, you know, back then I don't think people did the head thing with their pointing finger. But in my memory, I see him saying, "If your boyfriend's not gay," And he's screaming this. If your boyfriend is not gay, then why did he sleep with my boyfriend in my bedroom? What does a 16-year-old do at this point? I made the best dramatic exit ever. I ran, stage left. I ran down the stairs. One of the classmates followed me. He grabbed me, hugged me. I'm sobbing. I'm heartbroken. I'm stunned. I really didn't know what to think. I mean, what do you think when somebody's dating the opposite sex? Why are they dating? Why is he dating me? I don't have those parts. Does this mean he's gay? And can you get AIDS from kissing? I broke up with Matthew. I just couldn't look at him the same way. My heart was broken, and I told him everything I'd heard. He denied it all. But it took about 2 weeks for the breakup to actually take. 6 months later, his father was arrested. They'd found pictures, videos. He'd sexually assaulted some of the boys at school, at the church, including Matthew. My heart has never healed from that.
You will laugh again, people. It will be okay. It's okay to laugh again. It will be okay.